Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. By now, those of you on our mailing list have received my letter, sharing that my final Sunday as your transitional pastor will be June 30th. Though hard for me to fathom, by that time I will have lived and worshiped and worked alongside you for nearly 2 years. It has been a rich blessing. Early on, some of you have noticed, often with a wry grin, that the position, formerly known as interim pastor, is now transitional pastor. Not only do we Presbyterians like our titles, we like to change them up from time to time. But I think this change is more than that. It's more than just a rebranding or a way to describe a new and improved interim. And I say that because of the word transitional. Interim might imply simply filling the pulpit until the new pastor arrives and the real ministry and mission can begin again. It might imply simply pressing the pause button until the church is ready to press play again. And frankly, there was a time when churches could afford to do that. But that time is long past. Our world has changed. The culture in which our church seeks to be faithful to Christ has changed. We live in a time of enormous transition, which means that Christian ministry and mission is always transitional, and not only while conducting a pastoral search. It took me a while to realize this. After all, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. It also took me a while to realize that all pastors are transitional pastors, and that whether our time in a congregation is short, my shortest was 2 years, or long, my longest was 17 years, that we pastors are always coming and going, that we have the privilege to lead and shepherd congregations during a season, and most important, that we must always remember to hold on to a congregation loosely, which is really hard for me to do, because the church belongs to Jesus. This church belongs to Jesus. He is the one shepherd, the only pastor, who does not come and go.